because before you see all of this, there is a very important.
Yeah, and this is the part. Yeah, this is the part where stuff like soldiers and hospitals get introduced right after this big button in the top bottom of corner, which says world.
Sounds awfully familiar.
It's like, where do we see like hospitals and all these buildings for different resources and world maps?
This is no bullshit gaming podcast, Two and a Half Gamers. Sharing actionable insights, dropping knowledge from our day-to-day user acquisition, game design, and ad monetization jobs. We are definitely not discussing the latest industry news, but having so much fun. Let's not forget this is a 4 a.m. conference discussion vibe, so let's not take
Gentlemen,
it too seriously.
I have pressing issues. Let's go.
Okay.
Pressing issues.
I'll mention this. I'll mention this for sure.
Whatever you want, I guess it's fine. I do have some announcements.
Let's start.
Let's start. Okay. Welcome, everyone. My name is Matija Lančarić.
I'm Felix Broberg.
And I'm Jakub Remiar.
And we are your hosts. We also work as consultants, but, you know, that's not very important. Because, of course, it's important. Of course, it's important. But that's a discussion for another day. I have a quick announcement for a start, which is really fascinating to me because I was digging into our YouTube channel analytics and it says 55% of you guys, our fans, watch this channel frequently without having hit the subscribe button. And we just wanted to ask you a favor. It really helps this channel so much if you actually hit the subscribe. So, you know, it helps with our guests. And oh my God, what an amazing guests we had in the past few weeks. Thank you very much, by the way, for coming. It helps also scale the production and it kind of, you know, it makes our no bullshit gaming show getting bigger and bigger. So if we can ask one tiny thing, and if you watched our show before and if you liked it and enjoyed it, please hit that subscribe button and support us.
I'll even support it one level further and go so far to say that after last week's episode where I used the word ad revenue juggernaut, I promise not to use juggernaut again for 1 year after Matija threatened to kill me.
Well, it wasn't
it
me,
It will be
actually.
Ad revenue Bismarck now instead. But
enough of this chilling bullshit.
It's not chilling bullshit. We're just, you know, thank you very much, guys. And we will make sure to return the favor and make the show better and better. It also, please comment and subscribe and just like the fucking episode, because then my email,
my mother
inbox, no, and my mother will appreciate it as well, obviously. But there's, you know, like YouTube growth experts are sending me emails like how lame our show is and like how we are not doing a good job because the engagement is not there and the views are really low. I was like, man, like fuck, like we are growing like crazy. I'm not sure like how bigger this should be or better it should be, but I'm seeing like a lot of these in my inbox, so please comment, like, share, subscribe. Just
thank
to,
you, Mr.
You know,
Beast, for feedback.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today? Because what we're talking about today is a ad revenue lifeboat. No, tiny little skiff.
No. We are first. We also this is gonna go live Monday. So see you all on Wednesday in Istanbul and our 2.5 gamers. Mobile gaming unpacked event. I'm bringing some cool shit with me, hopefully. Also, thank you very much, guys, for joining our Slack. It's already 1,000 amazing people. So, kudos to you.
It's completely open. Feel free to join. It's in every link of the video podcast or the link in posts. You can find those.
Just adhere to Matija's rules and you won't get kicked out.
Exactly. Yeah, you just need to follow the rules and it's fine. If you don't, sayonara.
All right.
So, yeah, enough of the bullshit. Nobody cares. What are we talking about? We're talking about top heroes. Yes.
We're talking about top heroes. And again, as usual, this will be a special because it won't be all of it. Because we will be doing a part one of the Forex Revolution series. Because And why I'm using the word Forex, you will see in a few moments as we get to it. But because of the current changes in the market and some wildly scaling games such as Top Heroes.
What do you mean? Mobile gaming industry is dead.
Yeah, so we need to do a little bit of a special episode here, because one thing is that games that we cover are like explosively growing. But the other thing that we see a change on the paradigm, which we will talk a little bit more today. But yeah, more teasers on how the second part will be done.
This is actually Remo's excited voice, so don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, this is my excited voice because I slept like 3 hours. I had so much work.
And nobody cares. We have children, and I sleep not that great
so
as well.
So Top Heroes, the game that a lot of people are currently talking about.
What do you mean a lot of people? There's like three of them in the industry. Two are absolutely wrong. They think there's like an action RPG, and they don't see below the surface. But
The thing is that the game, you probably seen the creative, looks pretty casual. And before we start the usual deep dive, let's look at the numbers, as per se, by our friends from Sensor Tower. So looking at the revenue, and this is really important, the game was released January 16th.
Yeah.
So it's very, very new. It's not something like really like was sitting there for some time. And it immediately scaled to something like 300K IAP a day.
IIP a day, and this is new, so we would expect at least like half a mil a day already because of the sadness multiplier.
Yeah, for sure. And then downloads, even though they are not growing explosively, are still kind of growing, or let's say on a growth trend, with something like 50K downloads a day, which is a lot of downloads for this type of a game.
That's a very lot of downloads, yes.
That's very important to say. It's currently, both Google and iOS by Green Mushroom. Let's just leave it like there.
We'll just leave it there, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then, let's go to the game's experience itself.
Yes,
so there you go. You start the game, as you have there, as an RPG, or let's say rather action RPG, idle RPG, or
you can go here.
Yeah, you literally start here in this kind of a village. Disregard the screens that you see here because you won't see them
yet. Yeah, just go somewhere in the forest. Yeah,
we need to go to the forest. Anyway, this is how the game starts. So, like, disregard what you saw. We just get there and explain along the way. So the game starts like this, when you literally have like a twin stick controller resembling something like Survivor IO or Archero, which is some kind of action-based RPG. Isometric view, and then you are pretty much going around. You have these very easy, literally like World of Warcraft MMORPG quests, like kill 30 of this, kill 30 of that.
Yeah, just go there.
Blah,
it's
blah,
just
blah.
Super, it's super easy.
Super easy, super like linear, nothing's really to it. Your characters can farm these whatever trees or rocks or wood,
which is absolutely
they are irrelevant, let's say, at the beginning. Later definitely not.
Yes.
If we go to the map and move somewhere else, actually, where I'm pretty much where my progress ends currently.
Yeah, it's like there.
Somewhere there. You have these segments of the map that are unlocked slowly as you progress based on these quests. And each kind of from time to time, there comes a section where you need to, you know, there's a chest. And see the thing is, this is what I'm talking about. So I have 1 million and 100,000 food. And to open this chest of soldiers, it costs 40. So this is the thing of it, that the game kind of, in the beginning, it makes sense. Later down...
It doesn't even make sense in the beginning. You see, you have 3,000 meat or whatever food, and then you open this
for
like 10?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense anymore, and nobody cares. Literally, nobody.
Well, the thing is, nobody cares who is a player. He's a normal player, right?
Yeah,
if you are a game developer and you know, then you know.
Yeah.
And you immediately like kind of understand, oh fuck, this is completely different game.
Yeah, but if you're a normal player,
you don't notice.
Nice action RPG. Let me install that and play that.
Yeah, creatives are great. You know, I kind of have these heroes.
you go along this map way where there are these portals which act as checkpoints. There we have these kind of a sideway dungeon passages, the bosses. If, let's say, I would need to move further into the fog here, I would need to kind of collect the latest resources, that means these grind trees those, or whatever. Yeah. You even have the counter here. And then if you go there, you unlock it. The game snaps a little bit. And then this is the next passage. I have the quest monsters right there, and I kill them and move on, so on and so forth. You do this all the time. There's a little bit of boss here. I kill that and continue. And then
you should stop killing those monsters. I don't think your son likes it.
Yeah, I guess he won't see it. Anyway, so this is how it goes, and it goes, and it goes. And at some point on this saga journey that you're going here, it tells you, okay, I think it's in the, like, you need to go back to the village or something, but let's go now to the town, not the village. So you go back to the town, and suddenly...
It's at the end of the forest, actually.
Yeah, you can port... Yeah, it's at the end of the first
end of the forest. Yeah, that's
and
where
I suddenly
dropped off.
You are dropped into this nice little town near the forest. Like, here was the forest, and you can walk there immediately.
Well, wait a second. No, like, you're building this town from the village, from the get-go.
Yeah.
It's just not that obvious.
Yeah, it's not that obvious, but it's like same kind of a trick.
Yeah. Suddenly you kind of explore this building.
This is the fog. Like, they want to keep the illusion that it's part of that map. Yeah. And then suddenly the city grows and grows and grows, and you have these, you know, familiar buildings like the resource collectors here, like the wood stuff, the iron stuff or rock stuff, the crystal stuff, whatever. And then, of course, your main building, which is the like main gating mechanic of these games. And then suddenly, of course, there's a gacha mechanic. So you can go and summon new heroes. Why not? Because, of course, we have heroes. That's to be expected. Then there comes the saga mechanic, because this is, of course, AFK Arena game. So we're also on a saga. We're defeating challenges, levels. You have those secret realm things there. Yeah. You have even the asynchronous PvP mechanic at some point with different players, their teams. Like, it's like, looks completely like AFK Arena or some kind of other squad-based RPG.
Yeah, but wait. You're kind of like fast-forwarding, because before you see all of this, there's a very important
Yeah, and this is the part. Yeah, this is the part where stuff like soldiers and hospitals get introduced. Right after this big button in the top bottom of corner, which says world.
Sounds and world. Awfully familiar.
It's like, where do we see like hospitals and all these buildings for different resources and the world map?
Yes. Hmm. And we're back here as we are as usual. I'm a Forex now.
Yes. And I was like, fucking hell, like after the forest, like I was like, okay, well, you know, you should send your heroes to here. It's like, wait a second. You click on the world map. I was like, fucking hell, like all, are we here again? Like, is this a Forex? Of course it is a Forex.
Of course. It is a Forex on steroids, actually.
Yes.
Because it's
really
not
smooth.
It's not just your usual, like, you know, cloak and dagger hidden trick here that like we get rid of everything we did. It's actually connected quite nicely. The thing is that the world button is definitely there, which is the new mechanic that even guys from Century Games are using to streamline the Forex flow. Because old Forex games, they would usually like, let's say the base gameplay on the map would be you are attacking monsters or harvesting resources, so you would go here to this kind of a map button and you would literally yourself search it. So if I want the enemies, I go here. I search it, and it kind of helps me because I don't need to go there manually. But I can still go. Like, if I want, I can just, you know, like, check it here and like go there myself. Okay, this guy I'm going to attack here. I can do that.
Yeah,
but this
see.
Is just a helper mechanic. There's the resource gathering and there's the rel gathering for bosses.
Well, let's see if I'm still alive.
Yeah, we can check Matej.
Most probably I'm not.
Check where he. I think you're still alive, but probably just kind of a corpse somewhere there dead. But what the world quest does, it literally gives you very easy to do objectives and it streamlines this gameplay. So even if you're not the Forex player, it's just easy because you just click on buttons. So let's say
that's how you're introduced into the Forex. Like this world quest, and like, okay, well, you go here and then you send the troops and they come back. Like, oh, well, that's great. Quest done.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Then again, next quest, this is a battle one. So you go there. Again, the mechanic is just streamlining your kind of objectives on the map, so you don't need to search them. You press the button, you send your squad there.
Again, 25 seconds, bam.
Yeah, it's in the usual march queue. They're, you know, going their way from your HQ as the usual. They will go. You can see them on the map. Literally the same thing as you would see in something like Game of War, Rise of Kingdoms, whatever, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what was it, Mobile Strike?
Mobile Strike.
The usual mechanic. So this is the new generation of 4X games that are streamlining the 4X gameplay for non-4X players and adding them to the meat grinder. Let's call it like that. Because that's how this game works.
Yeah, I'll explain more.
The other important thing where pretty much which helps you to immediately know why I'm replaying 4X is, as I said, the hospital soldier mechanic, because this is like one of the staples mechanic of 4X game, where you have your soldiers that get injured and you need to then heal them in the hospital. And if you go more wounded soldier over your hospital cap and you don't have a place to put them, they die. So you lose them forever, which is the destruction of permanent value. That's why these games have infinite spend depth economies. That's signature move that they have there. The other thing is that you have your inventory with shit ton of stuff. This is just how these games work, because they have time as a currency. So literally, if I go here, you could see these things such as like 1 minute. I have 252 of them. 5 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. They can be even building specific. So this is like I can speed up 4 hours by healing hospital, and let's say five times I have 35 minutes one speed up on the research.
You're starting this straight. So
yeah, kind of. The thing is that they also have ads, and we can talk about that right now. Because the 4X itself, and I think this is one of the first 4X games that I've seen actually video rewarded ads implemented in it.
You've done a couple of reviews on 4X games with rewarded ads.
Which ones?
Yeah, but like zero revenues on top.
Yeah, it was like really small. So is this one, by the way, but yeah.
The one.
Oh, there's one, okay. I there's saw something one. Else as well.
There's the one on the world energy that you're using to complete quests and like the interactions on the main map. You can watch this 3 times per day, if I understand correctly. Then there's the one if you're missing something in your inventory regarding the resources.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I'm able to show you this one because I have just a shit ton of resources and I...
Of course you are. You have.
Maybe don't have enough to... where we are, where we can try. Because I can, again, use the time to speed up things.
They're so hidden, the ad placement, so it doesn't really
Yeah, they're in here like to speed up things or if you're missing whatever. Resources.
Because you can literally buy time here. That's like part of it.
Yeah,
so if I need to upgrade it to warehouse 18, I literally can. Let's do that.
There you go. It's so easy. And too easy, I would say.
It's because like everything's kind of monetized here to the degree that like everything can be bought with money. That's it's like one of the hardest or largest economies that I ever know regarding game genres.
I mean, 4X.
Forex, of course. So here we are. This is the menu I was looking for. Yeah. So if you run out of resources, of course, it offers you your, again, consumable resources in items that you have here. So if I, whatever, press this, then I, whatever, get some. But if you scroll down, of course, there's packs. There's the option to buy with hard currency immediately. And somewhere there lower, you can buy it from the guild warehouse or you can watch an ad and get 30,000, which is, by the way, not scaled. Which is very wrong, because in the beginning it's amazing, then it's completely useless.
Yeah, well, maybe because it's not a very much integral part of the whole revenue.
Why even bother?
Maybe they just, you know, want to move the kind of a cannon fodder through the early ranks, so they give them like a big advantage to watch ads and squeeze ads out, you know, of them at
least. So but I have then,
you know, main players need to buy it.
I have this wild assumption, so I mean, and it's could be completely tinfoil hattery here. So, you know, people are kind of used to see ads within like casual idle RPG type of things. So, you know, like it kind of resembles
helps with the illusion. Like,
yes, helps with the illusion. Yeah, it's just like
Potemkin,
you know,
village.
Yeah, it's just
it's literally Potemkin village. Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it doesn't, you know, help you any in anything, basically. And the revenue is not even, well.
Yeah. significant to show on the chart.
I can just quickly do it because, like, So, with a DAU around 150 to 160k a day, I assume here, because this is so well hidden, maybe only 20% of users actually engage with ads, and maybe the ones that do watch 1.2, meaning that right now ad revenue is about $1,000 a day or $30,000 a month. So it's like anemic compared to.
It's not even one day of 30K, IAP revenue. 300K per day. It's like nothing.
Mm. Yeah, but it's, as I said, like for when you're starting this and this kind of whole base building mechanic, because base building mechanic gets unlocked first before the Forex map. So it looks like just an RPG with base building mechanic and could be, you know, oh, this could still be something like Empires and Puzzles. You know, they have kind of similar, they're using the Forex map there like base building there. But yeah, they don't have the Forex map itself, which these guys definitely have. So. Yeah, maybe just for those people to kind of
actually play the game to uncover all of this. Because if you look at the like how the screenshots look like and like what's the creatives are all about,
never shown in the creatives ever.
Yeah, and even in the stories, like nothing anywhere close to actually saying Forex.
Yeah. For instance, this one, level 53, I'm playing this game literally nearly for a month now. Every single day. And you need to play it every single day, by the way, because your clan
will kill you.
Your clan will kill you themselves. They will just kick you out and then kill you in the process. That's how rootless these games are. Yeah, going back in a little bit to the Forex map. So we know how these kind of quests work. And at some point, they kind of run out of those and they evolve themselves. There's some kind of a chance to get more. And the more you do, the more like better ones you get, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of a very easy mechanic. But in the end, what really matters here is engaging within this kind of a clan resource economy, the usual exterminate, exploit, expand, and what's the last one? The Forex kind of a formula. Expand, exterminate, exploit, and forgot the fourth one. I'll get to my mind in the meantime.
Well, anyway, I think we need to find someone else on the game design sites who actually knows what he's talking about. shouldn't be like that, Felix? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I think we should invite JR. He had some opinions before, and I think his dad just silenced him.
Yeah, exactly.
He had some opinions before.
We need some young blood.
So, for instance, you see here, like under my town hall, there's a guy which town hall is burning because he probably got attacked by like the clan that we are currently racing on, the Gilm Amrames.
Should have been talking shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally very important to even know in which clan you go because they are like allies with each other and there's literally like hidden deals done in the meantime and the clans kind of, it's always the survival of the fittest because the map always, if we zoom out here in every single 4X, this is the same rule. You start from the edges of the map. This is
And they just move.
Yeah, and
to,
they just
to
move
the center, right?
To the center because there's the most resources, the treasures, the buffs, everything's there. And you're kind of moving this direction. The problem is the more you move into this direction, the more the chance you get completely evaporated by just a stronger enemy. That's how it works. So let's say in the guild that I'm currently or clan, we have this snacks guild and we are friends with peer-to-peer one. And then the top one is our enemy, even though they say it should be friends, but like whatever. You're competing with them. I know my last guild got literally evaporated because some guild just decided, like, let's take them out. And what the game does, you see already here a little bit maybe, that some of the people are scattered around the edges of the map. So there's this kind of a fail back mechanism that the game has that if you get attacked too much, you literally get teleported out of the way to the edge of the map to be like the cannon
to be consumed.
So you're literally discarded from the battle. That's how it works. You can still teleport back and pay your way and blah, blah, blah. But if the whole guild is like that, you know, it's dead. So usually what happens, you actually need to port to the heart of your guild, this kind of a center, because then you're strong, because you're protected, nobody kind of gets to you, otherwise, you know, the strength in numbers, the usual there. And this is, by the way, very demanding, and it completely changes the gameplay philosophy of you going and playing that idle RPG. Suddenly, you need to play just the Forex, because with Forex...
Yeah, the RPG is just move the way...
Yeah, yeah, like, I still need to progress the path, because I still have that, like, kill... I'll tell you why. And this is the important part, why this game isn't just some kind of a bullshit duct tape version of let's put pink creatives into onboarding and mastery or something else.
You mean it's better than Kingdom Guard?
yes, it's better than Kingdom Guard.
That's what my assumption as well.
Because the mechanics are connected, and this is the point why we think this is a new paradigm here. Because this game is pretty much two games built into one, and very nicely connected. So the first connection here is that my army and my team is supported by these heroes. We've seen that with like Rise of Kingdoms, they also has heroes that like. But now in my team, I have literally this kind of a team of heroes, which is this kind of one march queue. Each of the guys in my team actually carry soldiers. So if I go to this my guy, his level increases the amount of soldiers that he can carry, which determines his strength on the 4X map.
Yeah, but and you kind of gather these soldiers in the idle RPG part.
No. You create
them. Yeah, yes. You set them free on the go.
Man, very few of those.
Yeah, but still, like that's like how you kind of connect.
You introduce them to the player. Yeah, yeah. You introduce the player to the soldiers. Yes. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you actually build them here, and if you build them, you need to really kind of, you know, upgrade the shit out of them because the moment you, let me just show you. You see I'm on soldiers level 4 and it goes all the way to soldiers level 10. And these already takes like 48, takes 3.5 hours to create.
Yeah.
10 will take probably like 3 days to finish or something. This is because what they did here, again, they simplified the game a little bit because usually what happens, you have these soldiers under research skill trees. So you first need to research this giant, whatever, super prequisite connected skill trees, Dragon Rise and Kingdoms, to even be able to kind of create these soldiers. But again, they did a nice job of simplifying some of the 4X mechanics in favor of putting the idle RPG, squad-based RPG mechanics on top of them to make it more streamlined. That's really good. Like the mechanic with the soldiers. The other important thing is that there's gear, of course, like your typical AFK arena loadout. You can, you know, upgrade the gear, enhance it, even ascend it, whatever stuff like that. The thing is that you use the world energy for bosses in the RPG, idle RPG map. So if we go into the idle RPG map, and I'll show you right here near the last boss that I killed, you actually can grind the bosses there. Because if I go to a boss encounter and I kill it, afterwards, I can again go there and kill the boss. See, I'm just on difficulty 8. Yeah. Let me kill
Mr.
him.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor probably gets killed very fast here. Last time he gave me a pretty hard time.
Maybe you will get killed. I know.
Doesn't matter.
You fight Milton Pennybags?
No, you can't.
Well, what do you mean?
Milton Pennybags is running behind the scenes.
We fought it like multiple times on the podcast.
Anyway, so you see he drops a chest, and that chest is pretty much like a random gacha roll that I open for the world map energy. That gets used on the same 4X world map, same 4X RPG, it drops some stuff, and there's a chance that it can drop these resources.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I can kill this guy until I deplete all of these kind of resources, which are very good, by the way, because there's like literally hard currency behind it and stuff like that. Resources into the 4X map, everything.
Even heroes.
Even heroes. Yeah. And when I have that, and when I finish it, I move to next boss, again, spend energy. So it's very, very nicely connected. I still am using it. And it also fits the AFK Arena gameplay because, how do I even get out of here now? I think, because we use the portal mechanic, we need to walk all the way to the portal. Anyway.
Now you just have the...
Yeah.
I know. It's fine.
How could I...
Where are you?
Village. It's not anymore village. Yeah. So back in the village, we have the, as I said, like the connection there, but we have the typical AFK Arena saga here. Like it's exactly the same that it, you know, it creates idle resources in the meantime, and at some point you get stuck here.
Yeah,
you cannot progress. Like every idle RPG is done this way. You get stuck in the main mode and side modes unlock, and you need to grind and upgrade. And what you do in the meantime here, you do the 4X stuff.
Yeah,
because 4X stuff is very demanding. Like actually my starting session here, it just is all around clicking these notification badges and like going through all the things, setting up stuff, setting up that I have my building queue full. I have my research queue full. I have my soldiers doing something on the map. Usually I send them gathering for these 3 to 4 hours long timers on the main Forex map. Then I need to go and, like, again, continue building soldiers. These needs to be running at all times because you're wasting time if you're not doing that. Next thing
you are
do,
very good in the time efficiency in this game, obviously.
You have this other farming mechanic again for your heroes, helps your Forex map. You have the, let's say, the latest boss that you can attack.
Slime.
There's so much battle passes and, like, events.
So many
running
things
all
to do,
time.
Basically. Yeah, you can play the whole fucking day.
Yeah, yeah. You can play completely okay the whole day. It's like no problem there. There's like the guild race event. Then let's say this one where there's like so much deals is being spammed at you.
Yeah.
Like so many. And the thing is that there's multiple battle passes even. That let's say where it is. Yeah, and by the way, this is the most devious thing that they use. I'm just like this is chef's kiss, as Felix would say. So
yeah, Felix on, and on some the, other people suddenly
on the biggest deals they want to promo all the time, they will put these special notification badges as you would expect from normal badges, because let's say whatever normal badges, like okay, I do this, I read all of it, it goes away. If I do this one, it goes away. And if I do this one, okay, the guildmaster is screaming that we need to do something. I will get back to that. Good evening, guildies. Tomorrow's event is going to be a PvP event. I recommend shielding if you can, because it's likely to be a bloodbath. Yeah, nice. This is your casual Monday in a Forex. but the notification badge is gone, see? But here, the notification badge on daily special keeps appearing 4 times a day.
Watch an ad to get rid of it or something?
No. You click on it, it gives you nothing.
Yes.
It gives you literally nothing. It's just there to provoke you.
Yes, but you need to click on it, and then suddenly you are in the free offers section.
Yeah, because this is the very good step-up offer that I've seen like multiple times that works very well, and they're promoting the shit out of it. So in 2 hours, I'll get another notification with shitty resources giving me nothing just to get rid of it. They do this all over the place, pretty much like all over the game. As said, there's multiple events running. For instance, there's this wheel one, again, where I have like battle passes, daily quests, reward schemes, offers. And like these things keep just going. See, like
there's
a hot sale
pack 12, which is one time offer for $1.99, which is the most selling thing.
See here that let's say this event, which is the Dragon Ear event with the wheel, I still have the previous one running for like Dragonborn whatever event.
Yeah,
like uses exactly the same mechanic, same template. They don't care. They just slap two of them at once.
You know, no, they care about the money.
Yeah, exactly. And this brings me to one other image that I wanted to show you, because last time it was Valentine's event, and we can check this one. This is the degree that these games will go for. So there was this Valentine event where we needed to complete missions to kind of finish the chocolates here, whatever. In order to kind of eat these packages, you need to complete both the horizontal and vertical kind of rows here and columns. Yeah. And the last one, the diamond one here, you know what it says? It says, make any in-app purchase throughout the day. You want to complete it? There you go.
Here you go. Just pay. Yeah, just pay. Please. But not even please. Just pay.
Yeah. So that's the one locking the last reward. Literally, that's the end of the event. You want avatar framing? Okay, that means you're a payer. That's how this game works. So yeah. The monetization is just, you know, endless here. They don't care because, as I said, there's the very ruthless cutthroat survival of the fittest mechanic. Only the strongest clans will survive. Only the strongest clans will get into the middle. And all the cannon fodder, the people that can't keep up, will just kind of die in the process, unfortunately. That's how Forex games works, always have worked, and will ever work.
I think I'm part of the TikTok generation. I have no attention span for these games. Like, there's no ads. Like, it's just, what? Like...
No, it's like I show you here. By the way, the guild mechanics, they were perfectly here. I still constantly need to kind of help your guild get some stuff free if somebody is doing something in your guild. For instance, here, see, Snacks purchase a pack in the super deal. So if somebody purchases an offer, it gives a benefit to every single member of the guild. And you see it, by the way. this is done. Like, same implementation is in Rise of Kingdoms. It's just Forex standard. The other thing also here is that you really need to kind of engage with the guild, for instance, like I read the note before, because the guy, like the guild master or whatever alliance is doing, it literally gives you orders. So let's say, whatever, guys, we did this, we're going to do this, and we're going to capture this checkpoint, that checkpoint. It gets very, very, very social-based very fast at some point. Like high-level gameplay, the objectives of the game are designed in a way that you cannot do them solo. So from, like, for instance, my level 53, I switched three guilds already. Like, because the previous ones were...
You're a guild whore?
No. I was just, like, too good for all the other people there, and they weren't moving
guild
anywhere.
Slut.
So I need to move to a stronger guild, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So
You like it stronger?
You don't get anywhere within the game. That's the point.
Of course.
Like, it's like in World of Warcraft. If you want to get the best gear, you need to go on raids or you know, big things, which is like 20 people in order to get somewhere. So this is how the game operates. Like, social mechanics done very well. But the key point here, as I said, is that the soldiers the heroes that we have here are completely connected to the 4X gameplay. So if I let's say want to upgrade this guy more, go to Castle 24. There's the thing. Like, go upgrade. So it's very nicely connected. It's literally like you take AFK Arena, you take Rise of Kingdoms, and you do this. And it works flawlessly.
Now kiss.
Yeah, exactly. And it has triple the spend depth of the original AFK Arena.
Yeah.
Because it's a 4X game now.
It's not only a 4X game now. It's like 4X and then like multiple other layers.
Yeah, 4X RPG basically. And you have so much of these like power progression layers. You have, you know, you have your own armory where you can craft gear that gives you bonuses. Even, by the way, the heroes, they have like tactics bonuses. It gives you like similarly in FK Arena, like which lineup is the best. Let's say this guy, he has a bond with this other guy, which gets synchronized with this other guy. There's also the elemental system. So you can see it here that like I have the faction bonus, faction aura, counter system. It's very.
Do you have also the guild slot bonus?
We can also check that. By the way,
are we seriously doing more of these 4X games? Because like from Admon perspective, this is very exciting.
This is the future, man. This is the future.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not for Admon though. So
yeah, not for Admon.
This is the future of mobile gaming, which is coming from the other side of the spectrum, as we were covering hybrid casual.
Yeah.
Why don't they even have a like offer wall? Explain to me that, Remo. Shouldn't offer wall be perfect? Little offer wall.
Maybe they just don't care.
It's gonna be like very minimum.
Yeah, it's just so
anyway,
few
right?
users that just give up their life savings for
the thing is
guild
that
slutting.
Imagine that like your IAP sources, like where most of the IAPs are going. So imagine the chart pie of AFK Arena, how the IAPs are kind of spread there. So most of the stuff gets through gacha, offers on gacha mostly, or hero upgrades and stuff like that. Here, I guess 80% of stuff is coming from the 4X mechanics.
Yeah.
Because of the upgrading, the resources, the soldiers, the peace shields, whatever, something. So it shifts the engine. It's literally like, you know, you have your hybrid car and it starts with oil or whatever, gas, and then it switches to electric and just continues there.
Is this almost connected to what you said to Mika? When we were discussing these like more ad monetization features, and you said, look, there is a social mechanic at the end game, and like you don't want to add more ad monetization placements, you just don't want a piece of
those
players.
I mean the white whales.
Yes.
This also plays into that because the guild, even though, and this is the part, exactly, that's a good point. This is the part where you want to keep your white whales. White whales are players that never pay, but has giant social engagement and that drives the guild going forward. So you could see here that, let's say, my guild, there's a lot of people with default avatars.
Yeah.
A lot of people with default avatars. If you want to have a non-default avatars like this guy or that guy, you literally
payers.
Need to pay. They are the payers. So it's usually that these can... Power pair whales needs to be accompanied by a lot of white whales, which are pretty much their minions as they're storming other people.
No, because if they are not in the game, then the game dies because, well, you would be just playing 5 against 5 and that's it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it needs to have massive numbers.
Yeah, and also, I guess, you kind of time is very essential here and you don't want to waste time by watching ads. You just want to be, you know, either like socially in the guild or just playing the game, actually.
Yeah. And keep in mind that time can be literally bought because it is a currency.
They should just keep it.
If you combine the DAU of all the 4X games, like, is it like a user base that everyone's going after, like that does like a million people worldwide, or is it bigger? Because you know, the last 4X game we did was 120k DAU. This one is 150k DAU, earning 300k a day. Like,
It says 200.
Yeah, 250.
The same, right? But like, is it worldwide? The audience like 200?
No, the thing is,
like 1 mil.
The strategy I see here is that by widening the funnel so much now within the onboarding, they are able to get non-Forex people into the mix and somehow some of those non-Forex people to be trained into Forex people.
That's the thing.
To enlarge the audience.
Yeah, because what, like, total addressable market is, like, I guess that's the question that Felix is asking. What's the total addressable market for Forex? Is it 1 million people, 5 million, 10 million? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not that big. Like, these games,
I'm asking about the TAM. Like, how many people would be interested in playing a 4X game?
Not that big. But the thing is that, you know, before, in the old days of whatever, 2016, you would have Machine Zone at the top of the charts all the time with Mobile Strike and Game of War. And they would have their shotgun marketing, meaning that you open your fridge and K-Dupton or Arnold Schwarzenegger come at you. Yeah, exactly. And they would literally have, like, day 15% retention because they would get everyone into the game, but nobody sticks because the game was like your typical Forex and build this, build that tutorial for 40 minutes.
You were just
thrown
into this Forex town. It's like, what the fuck I'm supposed to do here? Like, can you just mute yourself when you're just blowing your nose? What the fuck?
I just did that.
Ew.
Yeah, but too late.
Manu, please mute that. That's disgusting.
No. I will keep it here just for everybody to know like how disgusting he is.
Ew.
Obviously. Just mute yourself first.
I'm
going
to go
but
wash
in the
my
middle
hands
of blowing
gonna,
your nose.
I'm in the middle of I'm in a different country. I'm going to go to another. I'm going to go wash my hands.
And now I don't know what I wanted to say. Jesus Christ. Totally. Destroy
Game of War Forex clicking simulator.
Anyway, you are kind of holding hands of the player with the scripted tutorial. But here, you actually play the game, you have a higher chance of actually converting to the Forex player afterwards because, well, I already invested time. Okay, let's see what this is, whatever. But yeah, it's like that's why the onboarding is like it is. But as soon as I saw the Forex map, I was like, oh, I'm done. Thank you very much. Bye. It was just like,
me too.
But
me too.
So
I was like, this is fun. And then I'm like, out.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, as soon as I saw the layout and the design of these, like, offers and everything, I was like, wait a second. This doesn't feel right. And then I was like, okay, well, the resources I needed to free the soldiers from the cage is like, yeah, like, 4 out of my, like, 1,000 of whatever is like, Another sign of Forex, because this is the same thing as you said in the Kingdom Guard. Like, it's completely meaningless to have like millions of resources for that like tower defense, and then suddenly you don't even need it. At least this is a nice kind of evolution that you actually kind of need this to play all the aspects of the game. So it's an upgrade.
Can we look at the creatives?
It's very, very smooth. I would say smoother than Whiteout Survival.
I wouldn't say the Whiteout Survival balloon thing is so elegant.
No, Whiteout Survival balloon thing
it's
is very
different.
Elegant. It's different. Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is the long-term connection between these two modules, where the heroes, the idle RPG, the slot-based nature.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to our next episode about this because I think like there is one game which does like fucking amazing things, and we already see it on the revenue, which is like fucking like 5x of 4x of what we see here.
Let's do more 4x. I mean, like, there's no ads. People on our podcast have unanimously said 100% of our listeners have said that they listen only because of the ads. 100%.
100% of Felix's.
100% of what? 100% of 5 people is actually like looking forward in this. Like, honestly, yeah, like different audience segments. Anyway, you want to, tell us something more, Jakub, or we just?
Oh, I think we're done. What I'm gonna end up here with a teaser for the second part, which is we're gonna cover that on March 8th because we know that
March
this game
18th.
Because we know that this game is part of a bigger conspiracy. that we're going to uncover on March 18th, as just, some of you maybe already
you
know.
Will get, you will shit your
you,
pants.
You will know more when... You should look for Jakub's next sneeze when he blows his nose. That's the signature move.
That's the signature move. But also, like for you, and I saw this on the screen already, like during Jakub's playing, the brightest of you connected the dots already when looking into or watching the YouTube video, because there is a clue in the video. There is a clue. So if
not Jakub blowing his nose.
No, if you found the clue, let us know in the Slack channel. And I've no idea what we'll do for you, but it's like this: you are the brightest from all the fans, so yeah, everybody.
Because your mind will be blown until we can get.
Oh yeah, not nose, but mind definitely.
But we need a little bit more time because these games are massive to cover. Like you need to play them for a long time.
Yeah,
I cannot do like a proper Forex review in 1 week of playthrough. I'm sorry, that's how it works.
And we just discovered this thing like minutes ago. I know,
actually,
not
like
minutes ago,
a few days ago, but
we connected the dots. But you know, and we kind
Show
of play
me
all
the creatives.
Games. Yes. So, the question for you guys is: what is the biggest channel for this? Well, I will turn off the sound so you're.
Plovin.
Or. No, it is
TikTok.
Shit, hell no.
No way.
Okay, you
have
just been demoted to fourth best UA manager. Because third one is the grumpy cat behind Felix.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
hey. To be fair, that was a gift from a client, and nice. They're very good at UA, so yeah.
There you go. Easy. Now, so they, as we know, they launched in January. So this is a January date range. So I'm going to go to February and then you're almost right, Jakub. But in January, their biggest channel was Google. And I was like, okay, interesting. And then we have Unity and Facebook. And honestly, I saw this game popping into my face on Facebook so much that I brought it up. And then actually, we discovered this in our Sensor Tower small dashboard as well. So it's like, okay. So they was really running a lot of creatives on Facebook, YouTube, and then Unity and some other shit. But yeah, you see, there is a TikTok actually. Let's see, what was the TikTok? Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what I thought. Like nothing very specific connected to TikTok, just like random one or two creatives. And it seems like this is what Asian, South Korea, Japan, I don't know, but not anything close to West. And then we should see like what is the kind of geo structure. Anyway, so let's go to the actual videos. And you don't, so you see these creatives like, okay, it's like, it's fine. It looks like Survivor IO a little bit, Archero, yeah. You know, getting all these like interesting
There's literally heroes. The bar from Survivor IO on the top.
Yeah, same exactly. Asset. Yeah, it's exactly the same. I mean, these kind of troops, those are like small Pokemons. Looks a little bit like that. But then like this is Google only, well, Android only. And we have something like this. There's a nice piano music. I turned it off so your ears won't explode. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can blow your nose again. That sound.
Man.
Maybe we have a new intro with like Jakub blowing the nose.
Oh my God, I do what? And by the way, I'm getting this told by the two guys who have not wireless headphones in 2020.
So? And? What's like, I don't get the argument. Like, why should I have the wireless?
I want to see this creator. We can fight later. I want to hear.
We can fight. No, like, it's basically this. Like, we are looking at four heroes destroying like mass battles or like mass or like hordes of enemies and then kind of using the food to actually get more and more heroes. And that's basically it. I mean, it's the
but they have this
thing.
A little
they,
bit in, look, in the game. A little bit it's in the game, actually.
It's this is connected to the idle RPG kind of element, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
You're freeing the heroes, soldiers, Then you are getting more heroes as you go. Then you fight other kind of enemies. So, I mean, it makes sense. And also, so what we found out when I had this UA workshop with one of the companies last week, because, oh, that's what I wanted to say. We actually work as consultants. I kind of teased it at the beginning, but, you know, we actually do the work. So we had this UA workshop and we found out like for Facebook, there are like few elements in the creatives that actually work better than the others. And then like here you can see, this was also, I saw this on Facebook so many times. And it's very important here, the color scheme or the color palette. So you have green background and then you have blue for, let's say, the positive friendly your circle. Crew. Yeah, friendly circle. And then you have red for the enemy circle. And you can see this in the next episode where we kind of discuss the other game. It's the same kind of the blue and the red color scheme. It's super big in that game and it's working really well. I saw it in different creatives. So green, red, and blue kind of colors, it has to be in your creatives, at least on Facebook. So, I mean, it's proven. And then we have this like all different kind of, again, it's this resembles a little bit what game, guys?
Royal Rush.
Rush Royale, yeah, Rush Royale, exactly. So it's like kind of like a little bit of tower defense. Honestly, I saw some.
It resembles their creatives.
Yes, they're fair enough. They're creatives. I saw some games actually, which are kind of like Survivor IO types of games, having the copying Top Heroes creatives, which makes zero sense. But okay, who am I to judge? Oh, that this is amazing. This is exactly what I said. So Tomasz was sending me this. And again, you're just fighting heroes. This is a little bit closer to Hero Wars in terms of like upgrading the gear. And there is like such a great metal music in the background. But again, it's all connected to heroes, enemies. Then you get the food. Then you upgrade your hero and then just kill everybody.
This looks amazing.
This is like, I saw it like today, like three or four times on Instagram.
That's
yeah, it's great.
Creative.
It's a great creative. Yeah, no, it's great. And this is, we saw this already. So it's like, that's like my main problem. Oh, no. You know what
I mean,
is this?
Copying from Nexters? I mean,
oh, Hero Wars.
Is this? Yeah, yeah, it's complete Hero Wars. It's complete Hero Wars, but at least the hook is nice, right?
Yeah.
So it's like nice music. You get more heroes. There's level 10 hero. Maybe we'll get killed.
But they just took the hook. They don't do too
yeah,
the, like,
just took
plus
the, yeah,
plus
yeah,
numbers
exactly.
Gameplay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you know, like what it's 200.
Yeah, it's the yeah. numbers hook, but yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
at least it's not
it is
a
there,
woman.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which is terrible, by the way. But then we go to February, and then what do we see here? It's all YouTube, but not all YouTube. It's already uploading, so guys, we can definitely see, you know, there are some small numbers since the, like the beginning of February, but now they're scaling on uploading since what, like 5 days. So I'm pretty sure that we should be able to see quite a nice increase in terms of the revenues in the upcoming days and weeks. So what is the uploading creative? Let's see. It's a playable ad, obviously. What else, right? What else? It's a playable ad.
Ooh. That was a Mintigirl ad. Saw that straight away.
What?
Was it a Mintigirl one?
It's an uploading.
Ah.
You're getting rusty.
Yeah. We need to do that testing soon, huh?
Yeah, I know. We discussed it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, this is... Like, how can you even play on emulator like this?
Because it's cheating.
It's such a hard time actually playing this playable creative. Jesus Christ. But what's
too fast for you?
Yeah, I'm super fast. Yeah, I'm too fast. Okay. But it's exactly what we saw in the video, right? So you gather this.
Yeah, you're literally playing the creative
food,
and then
you get, well, what do you get? Ooh. What's happening? Oh, okay. Now
kill the dragon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't click on this because of whatever.
The page attempted to navigate away.
Yeah, okay. But it's like, you know, like this is external source, so very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Very good. So that's basically it. I mean, they don't have like so many different creatives.
Forex in the
no Forex, no Forex
ever,
anywhere.
Never.
Oh, but there is Mintigral, look. There is Mintigral, and then, but there is no playable on Mintigral. Okay, let's see. Oh, I saw this. Oh, my God. Oh, I saw this.
I love these Korean creatives.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this actually the same thing in the US. It's exactly the same setup. So there's like a girl and a guy sitting in the car, and the girl is just laughing her ass off. So I hope I can actually see that somewhere.
They have so signature sense of humor. So good.
No, let's see. I'm pretty sure I saw this, man. Like, I saw it somewhere, and it was exactly the same setup, and it's just like so funny. But I don't think I can find it.
Western
now.
One or Korean one also?
Western one, yeah. It was all mm-hmm. the US, and it was UBC.
Was it Korean people or was it Western people?
No, it was Western people.
Of course, localized. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to actually have
Eastern actors in the West. Yeah.
Yes, but we have some interesting. Oh, now this is great. Oh my God, yes, this is great.
But this is different art, like a different game.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
But it's, you know, the same.
I'd rather play
concept.
That game. That looks better.
Sounds like developer build. No, actually, this looks worse because this
exactly.
will definitely have worse CPI.
That's
exactly guess.
What I wanted to say. This is more 3D kind of. I mean, it's
more core.
Still, yeah, it's more core. It's also very dark. I don't think like this kind of works the same way. Look, we have some screenshots, and then we have this again. So they are definitely testing. Ah, you see. There. This is also Kingdom Guard, man. This is Kingdom Guard. This is Kingdom Guard and Misty Island. Oh, this is Misty Island creatives. Oh my God, yes. This is so great. So they are kind of experimenting with new creatives, finally, because I was very skeptical about their kind of like January global launch strategy, like not so many different creatives and the depth wasn't there. And this is actually interesting. So it's completely Misty Island. We had the Misty Island creatives in one of our episodes. So if you want to go back and try to find it, you can. This is exactly the same. You know what? I'm going to share the Misty Island creatives in our Slack channel.
Just to cross compare?
Just to compare, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I was just going to, you know what? I'm going to just post-produce it and then just show it next to this video in the post-production, so you can compare this because it's exactly the same, and it's completely. Oh my God, I love it. Yes, okay, we already saw this. So you know, like you need kind of. This is only Facebook, so it's audience network, Facebook and Instagram, and it's US. So you need to kind of experiment with this, all of this shit in here. Let's see if we have something on TikTok now. Not anymore. Yeah, not anymore. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it from the creative side. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's not exactly Sentry Games and Whiteout Survival yet. It's not exactly the other game we're going to talk about yet, but it's also already like very, very sophisticated. Well, I just wanted to search for the, you know, yeah, they made like 1.5 million in January. Now they made 6. And, you know, this is exactly the trajectory we saw with Whiteout Survival. So they made like 2 million, then like 8 next month, and now they're making 70.
because the payer sticks there.
Yeah,
the blob
exactly.
of payer sticks there with Forex games. So
and then, yeah, it's kind of takeover.
Minimum maintenance
making
still
1
makes
million
half
a
million
a
month.
Yeah.
Because Forex audience sticks very hard.
That's true. So. And now if you look at the countries, obviously, so it's US, then Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, and then we have Germany, Hong Kong, France, and other tier one countries. But yeah, it's like US is top one. But then, you know, it's Taiwan and South Korea and Japan, obviously. So it's like, yeah, top four countries, like US and the three other countries from Asia. Very, very nice. And again, what we're going to talk about in 2 weeks, you're just going to be blown away. We found
examples.
Out so many important marketing things on that other game, thanks to our friends, obviously, because we can't be everywhere in the whole world. But it's like, it's so, so good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can stop sharing because don't say the name. Don't say. It's very big, and it's thanks to our friends of the podcast who actually brought it up, and it's you know, those developers who actually developed the game.
I'm excited because I will be more than just eye candy, so that's good.
Of course, no worries.
Well, the thing is, like on my screen, you are very blurred, so you are not even eye candy.
I said eye candy and you said eye bleach?
Eye bleach, yes. What?
You kissed your son with that mouth? What?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's blowing his nose on the podcast. Now he's like insulting you. I was like, should I bring knife to or buy knives in Istanbul? Just, you know. But you can't bring it to Istanbul, man. So he's like, you need to buy a new one. Anyway. So you are actually worried about your place on the podcast. Okay, that's good. So you tried to find...
Maybe I should sharpen my swords for
you. All right, guys, let's end this.
All five of
Next
them.
Episode, we'll have more ads in it. That's what we all want.
Yes. Yeah, so, guys... Yes. And again, thank you very much for all the support, basically all the time. We have the 55% of you not subscribing, so please do so on YouTube and Spotify as well.
It really does make a difference. Please.
It really helps, yeah. It helps bring us like interesting people on the podcast as well. And we had a lot of guests, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty big names.
Pretty big names, yeah. It's not only Jakub, Felix, and Matej anymore.
Let's end it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. See you. Cheers.
See you.
Bye-bye. Of course, you have to. No, also, Jakub, if you want, then you screen share and then keep the sensor tower data there and you just move the emulator in the middle. In the middle, yes. So you have on the right, you have the revenues, and in the middle, where is like the value of basically nothing. You just have it in the middle of the screen.
So because something then, like this?
Yeah, share the screen. Exactly. This is fine. I mean, this is okay. Thing is, because then I'm kind of, if it's so too...
Yeah, I saw it last
left,
time. It
yes,
kind of
it's,
cut off.
It's cropped and I was like, I would need to do a lot of these settings.
Okay, I can put it in the middle.
And also before you start speaking for sound checking, can you stand up and do a twirl and then sit down? It's for sound check purposes.
Fuck you.
No, seriously. I
with your hands like a ballerina? Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Hey, you need to do it as well. Look, yeah. Sam, hey, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, check.
Mic check. Hello.
You have both not wireless headphones.
You hear much better
headphones.
The sound is.
Yeah, I don't have wireless headphones. Why would I
you
have?
You don't?
No.
And I don't have a boomer? Fuck you.
Yeah, I was like, it's it's connected to the fucking microphone. I don't care. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, look.